Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Hallelujah. No ordinary worship. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including life teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. I am Egypt Evangelist Rofty Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, a church on fire all by myself. Our topic for today is step three, or the finale, of steps you must take to ensure or to secure your personal success. And we are still in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 4. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind everyone of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me, because you don't want to miss the fire. You can call in at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern, by calling 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180, and I can still get your fire anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern by hearing the recording on my website. That's feeldfire.com, 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 or even better, follow Daily Fire so that the recording will be text straight to you, to your cell phone, at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can open that text, click the link, and listen to it at any time, as well as forward the text to bless someone else. And you follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF to phone number 33222. If you couldn't write that down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. How do you spell it? FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. We're in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 4, reading from the KJV. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man shall work. Come on and give God praise right now, wherever you are, for his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me right now. The finale, or step three, of three steps you must take to secure your personal success. To secure your personal success. Over the past 2 days, we've dealt with steps one and two. Step one, I taught you on how to admit your wrongdoing and your faults in such a way that it will empower you to take control over your life. And then yesterday on step two, I taught you that you must strategize your plan in accordance with God's capability within you, as opposed to your assessment and measurement of your ability within you. That was truly powerful. If you missed either of those teachings, you can hear them on the Daily Fire page of my ministry website. What is that website? Feeldfire.com. So here we are today at step three. Step three is take risk. risk. Now, that sounds so elementary, but do you know how many people go throughout their lives always living safe, always existing in the safe zone? You know, on the surface, it appears that everything is okay, everything is going well for them, because they're someone who will never take a risk. And so while it may truly appear that all is going well, the reality is that the person is living beneath his or her potential because of the, you know, the fear, really, to take a risk and see something different. You know, if I never take a risk, I will not fail. And so if I don't fail, that means everything will be okay. This is the thought process. But my question becomes, why would you just want everything to be okay? Why wouldn't you want everything to be optimal, maximum potential and capability for your life? Yeah, you know, you're afraid to take risks. And some of us will take a risk, you know, but it always has to be calculated. And calculated risks are good. You know, I take calculated risk all the time, because calculated risk means you sit down and you think it through. What are the cons and what are the pros? What are the benefits and what are the detriments? What good can happen if I, you know, if I actually do what I'm thinking about doing? And what bad can happen if I actually do what I'm thinking about doing? As a matter of fact, if more people did that, we probably wouldn't have so many people incarcerated or divorced, you know, or fired right now, because we would stop and take the time to really think through our actions and then determine if the benefit and the potential detriment are worth it, because sometimes it's worth it. You know, for example, when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and all of the leaders and foot soldiers of the civil rights movement sought to change the law by actually breaking the law, going into places where African Americans were not allowed, or going into places where you can only sit in a certain place, but they decided to sit in the place wherein legally we could not sit. When they decided to march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, knowing that law enforcement was there, you know, those were calculated risks. The benefits were to change the laws and to remove, you know, African Americans from segregation and the constraints of Jim Crow. The detriments were you might die. Hey, these people are ready and willing to kill you. You really stand the possibility of losing your life, being beaten severely, and if you do either, you may lose your family. You're not going to be there for your children. You see, these are calculated risks, but sometimes it's worth it. But the problem with only taking calculated risk is that sometimes you talk yourself through the process so much that you talk yourself out of going forward to securing your personal success. Anybody ever done that? You see, I've done it. There are some times that I've strategized and planned and walked myself through the thing so much that in retrospect or in hindsight, I see how I walked or talked to myself out of a great blessing, a great opportunity, a great platform, you know, fear of the detriment associated with the benefit. You ever been there? And in today's society where, you know, social media will memorialize whatever you say or do into perpetuity beyond your control to totally remove it from the annals of history, then you are even more prone to talk yourself out of doing something, because when it is replicated, it's also extrapolated into a narrative of the benefit of whomever is reconveying what you said or did. Oh, isn't this good teaching? So it comes in and it suppresses or has a chilling effect on our conduct, a chilling effect on our speech, a chilling effect on our goals and reaching destiny, a chilling effect on stepping outside of the box. It freezes you into time, freezes you into submission, freezes you into living in the status quo because you are too afraid of the detriment of taking risks, even when the benefit of the blessing is much greater. The finale of teaching you how to secure your personal success, because Jesus came that we might have life, and not only that we might have it, but that we may have it what? More abundantly, in excess of what we thought about, in excess of what we planned. Blessing on top of blessing on top of blessing. Benefit on top of benefit on top of benefit. He came that if we would trust in him, we would not only have eternal life after we die, but we would have optimal life while we live here on earth. Do you trust him enough to take risk while it is day, doing the work of him that sent you, that being God? Because there will be a time when what you're doing now will have to be what brings into fruition your future blessing. You won't always be as young as you are, or as beautiful or handsome as you are. You won't always be as healthy as you are now. We're not speaking like any sickness or infirmity. We're just talking about the natural progression of life. That as we grow older, metabolism slows down, right? So you have to exert more effort, usually to exercise, unless you just have genetics where you're always small. But, you know, as life goes on, things change. So you got to take the risk now. You got to do the work now, because you don't want to just have personal success today. You want it every day. Now I'm going to give you a quick example. Then we're going to go into prayer. On yesterday, I had to go to criminal court for this client I have. And the client is actually a police officer charged with a crime. And I definitely believe in his innocence, because I won't take a case to defend you if I don't believe in your innocence, no matter how profile it can be or how much money you want to pay me. I got to sleep at night, right? An attorney is what I do. A Christian is who I am. I always remember that distinction. And so I had been requesting something, some discovery from the prosecutor, and we just like playing a game of cat and mouse of getting this stuff, and it's necessary, and my client has a right to have it, a due process right. So I ended up doing what I have never done in over 5 years of being an attorney now. I filed in this motion to compel this discovery, or I think I may have only done it once. But generally, your goal is to try to work it out with the other side and get it without having to go to that expense. Well, you know, that's a risk, right? Because you're like, oh, my gosh, this just also puts the prosecutor into another mindset, because now you're challenging them before the court that they're not doing their job. And when we got in there on yesterday and I walked in, you know, this prosecutor, she wasn't saying hello or anything. She's ready in her mind to get up there and argue that motion and tell the judge why he shouldn't grant it and why I shouldn't have even filed it because I didn't do what she told me to do, yada, yada, yada. Make a long story short, when we got up there, she hadn't even read my motion. It was clear because all the stuff that she was trying to say I didn't do, I had already done and placed it in the motion and had the exhibits to show I had done it. And so I was granted that motion that she had to provide it, and she left that courtroom mad. I mean, the judge told us, wait around, both of us, to get the order, you know, get the order drafted, yada, yada, yada. That lady left, and we couldn't even find her. Someone else had to stand in for her from the state attorney's office. But what if I didn't take the risk? What if I didn't let them know that I'm out here to defend my client to the 200th degree? When I say it's my purpose to fight for your justice, ain't just shooting no wooden nickels. I ain't playing. I ain't trying to bamboozle you. I became an attorney after my brother was incarcerated. I know how it feels to be on the other side. I'm willing to take the risk. Take the risk. Take the risk, brothers and sisters. Even if it's going to upset the opponent, even if it's going to upset your enemies, even if it's going to upset your frenemies, even if it's going to upset your own balance and status quo, take the risk to bring about and to maintain, to retain and secure your personal success. You are better than what you're living right now. You're better than who you are right now. You're better than what you got in the bank right now. You're better than the ministry you have right now. Greater is out there for you. Abundance is out there for you. Benefits are out there for you. Will you work to work? Glory. Woo. Our time is run. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Glory. Father, we come today in Jesus' name. We say glory, glory, glory. Father, we have worked on the path of three steps we must take to secure our personal success. Father, we are going to admit our wrongdoing and empower ourselves to go forward in controlling our destiny in the way that I've taught us. Lord, we are going to strategize our lives and plans within the premises or the purview of your capabilities in us, not our lesser standard of how we evaluate ourselves. And Father, we're going to take risks. We are going to take risks, calculated risk and uncalculated risk, because sometimes it's the lack of thinking it through that will allow us to remove the inhibition and just step out on faith like Peter on the water, but keeping our eyes on you, the focus on glorifying you, so that we don't let fear come in and sink us like fear on the water. Today we want blessings. We want the pro. We want the benefit. We want the abundance. We want everything that you have ordained for us to have. So today we declare and decree that we will move forward in securing our personal success. We will not fear. We will not be afraid. We will step out because our futures are hidden in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say, amen. Just say, I will take risks. Say it again. I will take risks. Come on and praise the Lord. Very quickly, I'm going to do the altar call, and then I will assign your task. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, say thank you, Lord. Everybody say thank you, Jesus. Come on, thank him, thank him. Just begin to clap your hands and thank him now. Amen. Now, I must say happy birthday to my son, my only child. Today is his 22nd birthday. I love you, AJ. You are definitely a part of my personal success, my greatest gift, glory, that I've ever received. I love you with all my heart. All right, our topic for today is the finale or step three of three steps you must take to secure your personal success. Your task for today is take risk. Do something you've always wanted to do that you were afraid to do that will bring about blessing or benefit in your life. And if you're afraid, pray and ask God to help you. And then just step out. I'll see you in the morning. Don't miss the fire. Visit feelthefire.com.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new.